Dream It Ventures is an incubator space in Manhattan's Garment District. It actually looks a little like the workroom in Project Runway, but with laptops instead of dress forms.
Every little pod of desks you see here is one different company.
Meet Aaron Cohen. He runs this space. The idea, he says, is to nourish a new generation of tech businesses. One thing these startups have in common, they all collect user data.
We have 15 companies right now, a bunch of different industries from crowdfunding, educational resource aggregation. This team is making a dashboard for house cleaner crews.
A few minutes after I arrive, a stack of pizza boxes is carried into the rec room at the back, and people start to gather for lunch.
Says that they don't know anything about it, and if it's true, they're completely unaware.
And yeah, they're talking about this week's big news.
I'm not troubled. You could see it coming. It was just a conversation I guess everybody was trying to avoid.
This is Oscar Torres, co-founder of Miner, a location-based mobile marketing platform.
Obviously, the government wants to know everything about everyone.
So you're pretty small right now. Let's say you get bigger. 5 years from now, you get a call from the government, and they want information about your users. What do you do?
That would be a very interesting conversation, especially since Miner is going to hold financial information, location information, the person's trends, the person's behavior. So we are going to have a lot of fun trying to figure out what to disclose or not to disclose.
Mike Tringe is co-founder of Creator Up, a company that makes web videos that show people how to make successful web videos.
I think it's unlikely as a startup at our level that that would happen, but if we did get big enough that they came after us and asked, it's impossible to say no.
Why?
Why didn't YouTube say no? Why didn't Yahoo say no? Why didn't all these other companies say no?
Trinch says dealing with user information is unavoidable, but it can be hazardous. He mentions Path, a social networking program that was fined $800,000 earlier this year for collecting children's data without their parents' consent.
I just find as a startup that it's hard to be able to think about all these things, but we still have to.
No one I spoke with was willing to defend government spying, but not many people were surprised either. Last year, startups and established internet companies mobilized. They actually demonstrated in the streets to oppose two bills in Congress, bills they believed would have protected intellectual property while harming freedom of speech, and they won that fight. So far, there's little sign they're ready to mobilize again. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.